1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Bobby and Steve Dooley join us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. You have formed an action committee. You are not happy about the current situation with the fires around Los Angeles?
That is correct, Phil.
What is your action committee planning on doing?
The Western Estates Homeowners Association, in conjunction with the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, has formed an action committee. We are planning on marching to our firehouse here, which is our Western Estates firehouse, to address the grievances of the homeowners here.
What grievances do you have with the fire department?
For several days, we have had smoke descending on us. We have had ash covering everything. The exteriors of our homes are filthy. The air smells polluted. The air is in point of fact, polluted. I realize that our firefighters do a lot of good, but I want to know what they're doing to put these fires out. It's been almost a week, okay? We've been living in conditions that are filthy. Major events have been canceled. We had a potluck scheduled for last night, which was in conjunction with our Falltacular, which we're going to be having hopefully this weekend. We had invited Wayne Gretzky and Janet Gretzky to speak. We had tickets for the Charger game in San Diego. That was moved, as people know, to Tempe, Arizona. We may have to cancel our Falltacular. It is one of the four major charity events that we have during the year. That's my husband, Steve.
That's Steve Dooley?
Yes. Steve's theory is something that we have to look at. And one of the theories is that 9/11 was bad. There is no doubt. But since then, we have tended to look the other way with these firefighters and their how competent they are. We have been cutting them a lot of slack.
All right, let me interrupt here. You're criticizing the efforts of the fire department at fighting these fires.
That is correct.
Because they're not being put out quick enough?
Phil, there comes a point where you stop patting these firefighters on the back and saying how great they are. And you start looking at them with a dry eye and say, you know, what are you doing? What you're doing is nothing. Really,
are you honestly saying they're doing nothing? These men are working 48-hour shifts.
Yeah, we hear an awful lot about their 48-hour shifts, and we hear an awful lot about their, you know, how tired they are.
Well, the fact of the matter is, it's true. They are tired. They are working 48-hour shifts. They're up over Simi right now, dropping water on that fire.
Well, Phil, the facts are these. Let's talk about, instead of talking about your romantic notion or other people, you know, the American people have such a childish romantic view of firefighters. It's really, Steve and I, you know, had a laugh about it this past week, and I said, oh my God, I was reading an article, I don't know what, but it suddenly occurred to me, and I looked at my husband and I said, look at how childish the American people are with these firefighters. And we both just, I thought I was going to laugh until I was sick. Phil, please understand that while we respect firefighters, they have been getting a free ride since 9/11. And what have I got? I've got a home that's filthy, a backyard that's filthy, a pool. Our pool filter has been jammed with ash since last Sunday. We have to put an entirely new set of hoses on that filter.
All right, okay. All right, now you guys are going to march on Ladder Company Number 4, is my understanding. Is that the North County?
That's the North County Fire Department, that's correct.
You'll be marching on them.
Well, right now, Phil, if you understand, we have looked the other way. We purchased fire department merchandise. We contributed to fire-related charities. We have supported the firefighters, and what we've gotten for our kindness are homes burning to the ground, and my home smells like the inside of a fireplace. Now, I'll say it again.
What are they doing?
What are they doing about these fires? They're burning out of control.
My wife's saying something no one's got the guts to say.
Well, I'm not faulting your wife for guts.
But, Phil, it really is true. I'm the only one who has finally come out and said what had to be said. The firefighters are blowing it. They're not doing the job they should. And as citizens, we need to know why they haven't put the fires out.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association, which is in the path of the fire, correct?
No, we're in the Western Hills area, but we're nowhere near the fire.
You're not even anywhere near the fire, so you're being impacted how?
We are being impacted primarily by the ash and by the smell and the smoke. But what I've decided to do is take the lead and show everyone what I'm talking about. Firefighters have been getting a free rein. They've been getting their pictures taken and put into books. They've been told that they're wonderful heroes. They've been told how great they are. There's a lot of women out there who are married to firefighters, and I guess you think you're pretty special. Well, now we're finding out that no, you're not. And
well, let's not go to a point where we put down our firefighters. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Well, Mr. Ray, we got to understand. The firefighter's not doing it.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
Well, let's not get to a point to say they're not trying.
No, I'm not saying they're not trying, Phil. But what I am saying is they're not getting the job done. The traffic has been horrible lately. I want to know what they're doing to put these fires out. It's been almost a week. We've been living in conditions that are filthy, as I mentioned to you. But what I'm saying here, no one has the guts to say. I'm saying, tell us in plain English when they're going to put these fires out and how we can expect and when we can expect that our homes are going to look presentable.
All right, these men and women, as I said to you, are exhausted from fighting these fires.
You know, that's something else. They're men. They're not men and women, all right? There are no women up there, Phil.
Wait a minute. There are female firefighters.
Well, you may think that there are female firefighters. There are no women up there. Men are fighting these fires. The women are helping out back at the firehouse. See, I've got the guts to say what others don't want to say.
All right, well, this is an expensive proposition, fighting a fire. It takes an awful lot of time.
Well, our homes are filthy. Our driveways and cars are covered in ash. We have ash in our pool. The air is polluted.
But men are fighting a fire, not women.
I'm sorry?
Men fight a fire.
My husband said that it's men that are fighting the fires, not women. I'm not putting the firefighters down. I'm just wondering, what is their problem?
Yeah, that's all we want to know. I mean,
what is their problem that they can't get these fires put out?
Well, all right. You have got an awful lot of guys on the ground. You got a lot of equipment. You've got a lot of tired men.
All I'm hearing about are tired men.
All right, just listen to me. They're doing the best they can.
What is their main? What's their major malfunction that they can't get these fires out?
And well, I told them it's water. Put it out.
You know, my husband was funny the other day. We're talking, and he said, "Gee, have they ever heard of water?" I mean,
of course they've heard of water.
Well, but he was making a point. All you have to do is get lots of water. Lots and lots of water. It doesn't matter where you get it. That's what puts a fire out. Get lots and lots of water. I mean, what is their problem?
It's laughable.
But yet, the only complaint that I'm hearing you guys make is that it's covering your house with ash. It is covering your house with soot. It is making your air conditioners clogged up. Right.
Look, Phil, we had a young man. Have they ever heard of people being fired?
No, but your complaint is it's covering, it's clogging up a lot of things. What are you asking the firefighters that they be fired?
We had a young man that was working in our backyard. He was spending an awful lot of time looking at me, etc. We fired him, yeah. So what we're saying is put the fires out or we start to fire some people.
So you want these men to be fired?
I want firefighters that'll put out a fire, not a lot of men that are willing to take free cups of coffee, lay down and take a nap, get up and do what these firemen do around the country. This isn't just a California problem. This is the way firefighters all around the country are. I don't care what the station house. They take the free donuts, they take the free coffee, they lay down and take a nap. Every now and again we ask them to put out a fire. Our home is filthy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Homeowners around this area and elsewhere not affected by the fire are complaining about the ash. They're complaining about the dirt. They're complaining about the smoke. They're complaining about the smell. It's affecting their homes. And, of course, the question is, once the fires are put out, who pays to have the ash taken off of your property? Now, I always assumed you could just take a hose and hose it off. These people want the county to pay for it. They want the county to come in with a hose and hose off their property. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Are firefighters across the country overrated? This is The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Extremism. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You're blaming women for the popularity of firefighters. You're saying the firefighters aren't doing the job.
No, they're not doing the job.
And you're basing that on the fact that the fires aren't out in California?
Well, Phil, you've got an awful lot of women that buy these firefighter calendars. Steve was talking to me the other day. What was it, honey?
Fireboxes.
The Firefox, you know. These women who buy their hairless chest, you know, firefighter calendars, good for you. You've got something to fantasize to. Meanwhile, homes burn to the ground. People are living in tents. And firefighters are getting free coffee. I'm the first housewife, the first homeowner to say, enough is enough. I'd like to know when the fires are going to be put out. Thank you.
Because you got a lot of ash?
We have a lot of ash, yes, and we've got a lot of dirt and grime and everything else. If these firemen don't get the fire out soon, we may have to reevaluate the money we raise for the children's burn unit. Now,
why would you make children suffer?
I'm sorry, Phil.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley. Karen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Karen, and I've put out forest fires, and I'm a woman, and I'm a geologist, and I work for the California Department of Forestry and the Wisconsin Department of Natalio.
Yes. But, you know...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Okay, here's the deal. I, as an educated woman who's made it on her own without leaping around with men or buying fancy fireman calendars, I can understand what you feel in terms of we need to look at leadership of the fire department and public works and the way all of our cities are run, which is why we overthrew Governor Davis, right? Well, we also used to check over the administration, and we need to check out new technologies. Water is not the only way to put out a fire.
First of all, they said the men and women on the fire line. There are no women up there. They're men.
Hey, you don't have your information. You're just a housewife who sits at home and worries about her petty little swimming pool.
Well,
I don't give a rip about your swimming pool, you fat, petty, ridiculous. You're calling here with a lack of respect. You're selfish. You're arrogant. Your presentation is sloppy. And, you're a big housewife with your free coffee.
Well, look, it's because you're busy with dykes on bikes calendars. And
I'm not a dyke, you bitch.
Listen to me.
I wish I was a dyke so you can prove your argument. I'm an educated woman. You're a fat housewife.
You know something? Why aren't the fires out?
You got your little husband there in the background hiding behind your skirt, don't you?
You know something?
Why don't you get out and fight a fire, you big, fat, pissy, arrogant, petty thing with your little swimming pool? How many of us would like to have swimming pools?
You know something, Karen? You're really out of control.
I bet you inherited all your money. Yeah, you're disrespectful, and you need to hear somebody like me.
You know, I'd be respectful if you knew how to put a fire out. When you do that, then you just go ahead and give me a call.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
So we can all find out where she lives.
Hold on.
We'll all go take the ash out of her swimming pool.
You know, you can email me anytime you want at www.
I don't want to. No. I don't want to be responsible for this. Now, hold on for a minute. Now, Bobby, you said that there are no women out on the fire lines. You know, this lady just said that she fights fires.
I'm not talking, Phil, about some little ditch fire on the side of the road. I'm talking. Do you know that what we're dealing with here are thousands of square acres, and it isn't out yet? The only fire this woman ever put out is the one burning between her polyester pants.
We should be looking at technology, and we should be looking at the city emergency plans, and we should be evaluating, but you should not be personally attacking those boys out in the front line.
Well, then, when they start, water is your friend.
Do you know what a fire department has to do, what a fireman has to do to get through? To be a fire person?
Do you know that I'm the only one with the courage?
You have to beat at least 1,000 people.
I'm the only one with the courage to say what has to be said.
You don't have any courage. You're disrespectful. You need to go down and change your presentation completely.
You know, you probably put...
What I'm hearing, and you won't even let me talk, Leah. What I'm hearing,
look,
and
Kevin,
what I'm saying, because I'm a...
Her name isn't Kevin. Her name's Karen. It's not Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. And... when you go down and you look at technologies to put out fire, how much money are we giving these guys? How much money is being spent on research and development?
Oh, my God, now there to go again with the money.
There, my husband says there you go again with your money.
That's right, buddy. And we'll you're lucky you're living here today to be able to talk about money.
We're going to be marching to the North County Ladder Company tonight, and we may carry torches.
Whoa. What is that supposed to mean?
I think you know what I'm talking about.
I think you should call the police, Phil Henry.
You're going to burn down a freaking firehouse?
That's what she said.
No, they used torches in one of the Frankenstein
Get her
movies.
Number.
You
She's
said
crazy.
You're going to carry torches.
Karen, can I ask you a question? Where do you buy your suits?
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, aren't you an intelligent housewife who sits at home and lets her husband pay the bills?
There were ashes in my hair this morning. You know something?
Oh, you poor thing.
You
there's ashes in my hair.
My wife does her hair. What do you do?
Oh.
Besides shave it.
All right.
My husband does my hair. That's what he does.
So you're married to a fag. Good job.
Would you watch the language? Watch the language, please.
Listen to you. You are personally attacking people because you hate yourself. And you take the hate for yourself and you do yourself. But you don't attack these men and women on the front lines. You don't be that disrespectful.
Okay, Karen, here you go. Yay. Nice speech.
Oh, God, can't you listen to what the lady's saying? She feels for those men and women who are out there fighting these fires. She feels for the fatigue and for the lack of sleep and for the heat and for the injuries that many of them are going to be suffering.
Meanwhile, homes burn. Oh, okay, well, that's great. Thank you for your help.
That's right. You know
All
what?
Right,
your home is more important than you because you're not even a half a human being.
No, Karen, really. I want to ask you a question.
Your home is more important than you.
I want to ask you a question. What size bowl does your husband put on your head before he cuts your hair?
Oh, you're all
Isn't
full of
funny?
A personal
Isn't
attack,
she
lady.
Funny? Yeah, yeah.
What kind of education do people like you have?
I went to...
Where do you go to school? What's wrong with you kind of people?
I went to the University of Pasadena.
University of Pasadena, let's get them on the phone and find out why the heck they give a crazy-ass woman like this a degree.
Hey, you're talking to my wife now.
Woo!
Oh, well, look.
Well, the big man's going to step in.
You know, Mr. Dooley, I don't need you commenting. Your wife has been insulting a lot of people.
My wife has the courage to say what has to be said.
Courage.
Yeah, all right.
She's got self-hatred.
Karen, thanks a lot. Thank you. She says you hate yourself. I'd have to agree.
Why do I hate myself, Phil, when I'm speaking on behalf of thousands of homeowners who are tired of waking up and smelling the air that is dirty and everything?
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Prince Aline. Hello, Prince Aline. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I just have one comment for that lady who's putting down all the firefighters. Okay, my thought is, you know, you should be lucky that you have a home, and you should be lucky that you're alive. How many people have died, and how many people have lost their homes?
Because the firefighters
over your swimming pool and the ash in your hair.
Why did they lose their homes? Because they didn't put the fire out. Ooh! Got you on that one.
And the firemen over there are risking their lives to put out people's homes. To put that fire out to prevent it from burning down more homes, even your home.
Look, Grandma, you probably started the fire. Smoke
Grandma?
Another one, okay?
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I started the fire. I live in Canada, not California, lady. And I'm telling you, I'm sitting here listening to the radio, and you've got the audacity here to whine about a house.
Well, why
you
is
are
it?
A selfish bitch, just like the other lady said you were.
I'll tell you something. My
yeah,
husband, we,
the
had
right
a,
way, lady.
We had a great
yeah.
fire last summer in our barbecue. My husband put it out with water. Now, why can't the
okay,
man...
you're talking about a barbecue, a fire, a lousy barbecue?
No, I'm saying
you're,
it was...
You know what? You need to get on with the life that you have.
No, I'm saying...
15 people don't have their life.
I'm saying that a grease fire erupted
what
in the barbecue,
saying,
and Steve got water and put it out. Now, what is wrong...
All right, hold on.
Well,
hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, back with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
So, I could, we are over near the San Gabriel Bowl right now. We're bowling, but we wanted to go outside. And Steve has with him just a can of lighter fluid. Now, there is dry brush here. And don't worry, we are very clear of any other shrubbery. But I want to demonstrate how quickly we have a hose, we have matches, and we have lighter fluid. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I'll light the bush on it, squirt the hose on it.
So what Steve's going to do is just light a little bit of the bush. Now the bush is burning, and turn the hose on, and the water hits the bush. That is my husband. And one of the reasons why I'm so proud of him and so very much in love with him and so very excited about being married to him is that he can simply demonstrate what thousands of firefighters can't seem to figure out. And that it...
Well, wait, you're saying the firefighters know water puts out a fire, but they don't, obviously, the resources they have...
You know, I'm listening to you stumbling around and everybody else. The firefighters, they don't have the skill. Give us back our homes, fire departments, L.A. County, Orange County, Ventura County. Give us back our homes. Don't hand us a burned shell on a cement slab.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kevin? Calvin?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know, ladies, that gives you the right to stand up and say anything about firefighters. Until you walked in their shoes, don't open your mouth. You and your side husband and that little demonstration, y'all.
Okay, watch
you
your
need
language,
to understand.
Calvin, watch your language, please.
Oh, okay.
Calvin, if what I you, could interrupt
what you
right.
need to understand, lady, resources, water, okay?
Right.
You want to pay higher taxes to pipe water lines up on the mountains? Okay, go ahead and do it, then. Then you'll really be glad because you got to pay. There's no water up on them mountains. Them firefighters are getting it up there the best they can. They're doing the best job they can. I'm a firefighter, lady. Don't walk. Unless you walked in our shoes, don't open your mouth.
And so I'm supposed to walk by my home and look at 3 inches of ash, a pool filter that's clogged up, my hair smells
of fire. Yeah, you are. I mean, what the heck? Lady, I mean, look, ash ain't nothing. It can be cleaned up. Them guys lose, them men and women both are on the front lines up there doing their job the best they can with the resources they got. You want to help out? You and your husband get off your fat butt to go out there and help them for a mile.
You know what, Calvin? Maybe their best isn't just good enough, you know?
Here's what I think of their best.
That was pretty, pretty infantile.
Well?
We were just making a demonstration.
Now, that demonstration you're going to do, you're going to wind up starting a fire or something.
No.
You're going to start another fire, burn your own house down.
What we're trying to do is show you, you're a firefighter.
No, you ain't showing me nothing. I mean, you're an idiot. If you believe that, yeah, you got water. They ain't got water up on the side of them mountains up there.
Okay, hold on. What is your name, Calvin?
I'm not even from California, but I've been there before.
You're a firefighter.
I've seen them mountains.
Okay, you're a firefighter, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm a firefighter. I put my butt on the line every time I go out there, and I don't get paid for it. And a lot of them people out there are doing the same thing, and they ain't getting paid for it.
My husband, Steve, has an M80, is it, Steve?
Got an M80. I'm going to light it, and then I'm going to squirt some water on it.
Wait a second.
Yeah, because you're an idiot. You're playing with fire.
Oh,
what are you playing with fire for?
What?
You trying to start another fire?
No, he's trying to show... How to put
what's he gonna show? He ain't gonna show nothing.
He's gonna squirt
he
water on it, Calvin.
He got a water hose in his hand. That's plumb dumb.
Go ahead.
Anybody can do that.
Go ahead.
All right, now I'm gonna squirt water on it.
There, and the fire's out.
Good
yeah,
for you.
Okay. Hike some water up there on the mountains, then.
Hike
then
up to the
water and drain your swimming pool out. Then dress from your swimming pool.
I'm just saying that. It's really, really easy if you know.
No, you ain't got no right to open your mouth and say nothing, lady. You ain't got no right at all.
Well, that's best.
You walk in them people's shoes, you have no right.
Well, that's
you're
best. You can put it out,
your
Melvin.
Your husband's an idiot. You're all idiots.
Melvin, let
you
me
have
ask
got
you.
No right. You have got no right, none whatsoever, to stand there and ditch them people that are fighting that fire. I don't care where they're from. You got people from other states coming in there.
I bet you think you're really brave that you could take a lot of heat. My husband has a hot poker right now.
All right, these demonstrations are going to start a fire.
No, hold on.
Tell him to stick the hot poker in your butt, then maybe that'll help.
Oh, you are so...
You know, you'd say that in front of me. I'd beat you up.
Yeah, beat me up, fool.
Do you know how much it costs to buy a new filter for an infinity pool, Belvin? No, you don't.
Do what?
Do you know how much it costs to buy a new filter for an infinity pool. Go ahead. Here's the hot poker.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's poor baby. That don't cost you that much if you got insurance. Turn it into your insurance company. You got all that money, you ought to have some high-dollar insurance then.
What's your name, Delvin?
Calvin, yeah, right.
Now listen to this. Yeah, I put that right against my flesh and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, right. You blow smoke up somebody else's rear, not mine. I'm a truck driver, too, so you ain't blowing no smoke up my rear.
Well, you're doing all kinds of stuff, huh? Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
Do what?
All right, listen, Calvin, thank you. I think you made some good points. That man drives a truck as well as helps out along the fire lines.
Well, we're going to go back inside and bowl another game.
Yeah, you go back inside and bowl another game. Let's go over to Brandy. Brandy, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley about who they think the firefighters aren't doing the job. Brandy?
Yeah, okay. Phil,
yes,
first of all, she needs to stop worrying about her pool and think about the children that are out there that have nothing. Absolutely nothing. They have to start over from scratch and rebuild their lives.
Yeah, they don't have anything because the firefighters couldn't put the fire out.
That's why
the firefighters are out there busting their ass to put out the fire. When a fire is called a forest fire or the fire we have in California now, it takes more than just water to contain it. If the fire can get oxygen, it's going to grow. As these fires in California have gotten oxygen, therefore, they are growing. They've got to find the ending point of all the fire, spray it down with water and every other resource they can to contain it.
Okay.
Once the fire is contained still, then they can work on putting it out.
Brandy, are you a firefighter?
Phil, it can be replaced.
Are you a
These
firefighter?
These children out there have lost homes,
well,
clothes,
she's food, a groupie. She's
their
a groupie.
Family possessions.
Get a load of you,
important thing to deal. If it's me, I feel guilty walking around.
Look, Mr.
Knowing
Wizard.
I've got money
all right,
in my
hold
pocket.
On.
I've got
what did you want to do, Steve? What did you want
to
do?
Kids have nothing, Phil.
Steve
That's
wants
the most
to,
important thing.
Steve wants to demonstrate to everyone. Now, this is a... what is this? This is some garbage in our backyard. We're going to light on fire.
Oh, come on, will you?
No, really. Just go ahead, Steve.
All right, now I'm going to pee on it. See, it's all out.
You're really grown up, aren't you?
What? Phil, we have to demonstrate this to someone. Otherwise, they are not going to listen to us. Don't you agree, Randy?
I have family and friends that are firefighters. And I've lost
Do they know how
three
to put out fires?
Of my closest friends to fires because they put their lives on the line to fight fires like what is being fought in California now as
were they,
it is.
Were they playing with matches?
She has not walked a day in a firefighter's shoes, neither has her husband. Until they do, I agree with Calvin. They have no right
All
to
right.
open
Tell
their mouths.
Brandy, why don't you hold on. Bobby, how do you respond to that?
Until she has gone and put $150 into her hair, only to have it smell like an ashtray. Until you know what it is to spend thousands on a wardrobe, only to have it smell like a cigarette, you don't know what it's like. My home looks like hell. My pool is full of ash. My yard is thick with ash. Who pays for that?
Okay, Phil, can I respond to what
you just
said?
Hold on a minute.
I get my hair done every 3 weeks. I get my hair colored. I get it straightened. So I spend a good $500 on my hair a month. As far as my wardrobe goes, I spend more than $1,000 a month on my wardrobe.
Well, listen, smoke is going to come out of your Walmart pants a lot faster than my Ann Taylor's. So that's...
Oh, honey, believe me, I don't think so. Until you've worn Armani, Gucci, Versace, all of that, don't come at me about what's easier to get smoke out of.
Well,
okay?
What do you mean, Gucci?
You need to stop pitying yourself and worry about these kids out there. That's the most important thing. The children. The children.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, the children.
You're worrying about yourself. Bill,
look, if you see a kid on fire...
Right now, should not be on ourselves.
Can I mention something right now, Phil?
What do you want, Steve?
I've got a
nothing.
Doll.
It's about the kids.
I got a baby
they
doll.
They are our future.
One of my daughter's dolls, and this represents a kid. Now watch. I'll set the doll on fire, okay? And now I put it out. Now there, that's a kid. I put that kid out, not a firefighter.
Well, that's a very good point. See, Brandy?
That doesn't matter. Y'all
what are you talking
about?
I put that kid out.
Yourself. They're sitting there putting it on fire. What about the children?
All right. Granny, thank you. I think this is food for thought.
Jesus, food for thought. What was she talking about? Steve, light the firecrackers and throw them in the bush. Let's just see what happens. That looks bitchin'.
You guys are really stupid. You're really stupid.
All right, now pee on it. Pee on it.
There, I peed on it, so what?
You're really idiots, knowing what those guys are up against.
So we can't show them how to put out a fire.
Don't you think they already know that water puts out fires? Unfreaking real with you guys.
We're going to be marching on Ladder Company number 6, and we want the Burgermeister to meet us. We want answers.
Oh, okay, Dr. Frankenstein. They'll be marching on Ladder House number 6. They want the Burgermeister to meet them.
All right, there's Bobby and Steve, man. How come these fires aren't out yet? Her hair smells like smoke. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio.